Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. An appeal attempt by Donald Trump's lawyers in his criminal trial in Manhattan has been denied.
A New York appeals court judge has once again denied a request by Donald Trump's attorneys as they seek to have the case moved outside of Manhattan. Justice Marcia Michael issued the ruling minutes after a brief hearing. The failed attempt came only hours after the jury selection process concluded in Trump's criminal trial. Opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. Prosecutors are seeking a hearing to decide whether they should be allowed to question Trump about his recent civil court losses. Judge Juan Marchand will issue a decision in coming days. I'm Norman Hall.
The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval Friday to move ahead with the bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the aid package is the product of a divided government.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide that.
Johnson's job as Speaker is under threat as the restless right flank threatens to oust him from office. President Biden sent a swift endorsement of the Speaker's plan. Final vote on the passage are expected on Saturday. Israel and Iran are both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. The muted public responses signal the two bitter enemies are ready to prevent their latest eruption of violence from escalating into a full-blown region-wide war. This is SRN News. What's the leading cause of death in the U.S.?
It might be abortion. Officially, heart disease kills more Americans than anything else, about 696,000 at last check. But there were over 625,000 abortions in this country at the same time, and four states don't report their numbers. In fact, the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute puts the total at more like 900,000. Even at 625,000, abortion would surpass cancer as the second leading cause of death in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the Arizona Senate have cleared a path to bring a proposed repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortions to a vote. But in the House, Republicans blocked efforts to undo the long-dormant statute. The state's near-total ban permits abortions only for the saving of the woman's life and provides no exceptions for rape or incest. It carries a sentence of 2 to 5 years in prison for doctors or anyone else who assists in an abortion. SRN News. Polish police have confirmed the arrests of two people suspected of carrying out an attack last month on a key ally of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Lithuania's president thanked both countries' police forces. He also warned the attack's organizers, do not try to repeat it. Leonid Volkov served as Mr. Navalny's chief of staff until the opposition leader died in a Russian prison in February. Mr. Volkov has lived outside Russia for some years for his own safety. He suffered a broken arm during last month's assault outside his home, during which he was repeatedly struck with a hammer. Writing on social media, Mr. Volkov said it was important to expose what he called the chain of command from Putin to the guy with the hammer.
The BBC's Adam Easton. Olympic organizers unveiled their plans to use artificial intelligence in sports, joining the global rush to capitalize on the technology. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.